Honey Odie was an interesting guy on 26.
Tell me again about Honey.
Half the ward was screened in. It was like a large hall. And it had the day room here. And right at the end of the day room was a screen across there with a door in it that had a lock. And there was different locks. You know, your Yale key was the most important one. But some of those doors were just with a big, what would you call it, the key for a door lock?
A skeleton key?
Yeah, a big skeleton key. They had two or three of those, and they had light switch keys. You had quite a bunch of keys on your belt. Honey Odie lived down there with those lower class patients that needed showering, and they were untidy, most of them. And he took care of them. My God, what a wonderful person he was. And he was an intelligent man. He had his own key that he made. And maybe I told you that one time he was painting the rooms down there. He opened up this door on the wall and went down into the basement where the paint crew was keeping their stuff. And stirred up some paint and came up and painted one of the rooms. And and that's how you yelled if you needed any help with giving a bath or something. If somebody was smeared with poop or something, you yelled Honey Odie, and boy, he'd come running, and you'd take him into the shower room, and Honey Odie would go right in the shower. And then once a week, we'd bathe all those patients, and we'd run them through the big shower. They had three or four showers on all these in the shower room, and we'd strip their clothes off or whatever they had on, and send them through there. And Honey Odie would soap them up and shampoo them, and send them on out. And somebody would dry them, usually an attendant, and the other one would dress them. And if you had an extra help, you'd have somebody trimming toenails. And that was quite a chore with those